The Calling of Jan Koo. On the slopes of Sharp Tor stands the solitary farmhouse of Roebrook, watching the valley below. As winter draws near, the dimsy light comes early. Then the rushing of the River Dart sounds like a sighing wind, and sometimes even like a human voice. Once at the farmhouse there lived a lad who looked after the cattle. One winter's evening, when the rest of the family sat snugly in the kitchen telling tales by the light of the fire, a boy entered suddenly, all excited. "Is someone calling down by the river?" he cried. "Come quick. I guess they be in peril in their lives." The farm labourers rose quickly and unwillingly left their seats in the snug settle. They followed the boy to the spot by the riverside where he had heard the voice. Yet nothing could be heard now but the rushing of the water in the darkness of the night. "There must have been a mistake," said one. "There's nowt to hear there," said another. "I don't know for certain that there was. 'Twas a cry for help," declared the boy. They listened again, and suddenly, not far away, came a voice calling out, "Jan Koo, Jan Koo." "Where been you to? What do ye want?" called the men, but the voice stopped. Only the river was heard, running endlessly on. "Bring a light, Jim," called one of the men, and Jim hurried back through the darkness to the farm. But though they searched with lanterns high and low, not a sign of any living creature could they find. The next night it was the same. The work of the farm was over, and the men gathered round the fire, when in from the yard ran the boy again with the self-same tale of the voice by the river bank. This time there was no mistake. The night was starless and wild, and out of the distances beyond the river came the plaintive cry, "Jan Koo, Jan Koo," echoing through the wintry night air. Then the man shouted lustily all together, but there was no reply. "'Tis the piskers, I'll warrant," said one of the old men. "Yes, that's what 'tis for certain, though I never know piskers be out on such a mortal bad night as this." "Us had better let 'em bide and not meddle with 'em," said another. "'Tis only bad luck'll come if us do," said a third. So they all went back to the farm. The winter was nearly over. The men were talking of longer days, and the first primroses of spring were in the lanes. It was the evening time, and most of the men were home, but the boy and his friend were climbing the hill on the way back to the farm. Suddenly, through the still air, came the familiar voice, crying from Long Marsh Pit beyond the river, "Jan Koo, Jan Koo, Jan Koo." The boy shouted in reply, and the voice went on calling, "Jan Koo." "'Tisn't stop this time like it did before, when us called out together," said his friend. "'Tis me they want, I'm sure of it." "I'll go and see who 'tis," said the boy. "This makes the third time now I've heard the self-same cry." He ran off down the hill towards the river again. He knew a good place to cross, for the boulders in its rocky bed made excellent stepping stones. His friend could see him down below, picking his way cautiously across the turbulent waters of the Dart. Then the dim light faded in the west, and the boy was lost to view. Still the voice came from Long Marsh Pit, "Jan Koo, Jan Koo," ringing through the valley lands and echoing to the very farmhouse door. As his friend raised the latch to go in, the voice ceased, and though he stayed listening for a while, it never came back again. He told them all in the kitchen. "Maybe us'll learn the truth of the matter when he do come again," said one. "Yes, the piskers get up to some purty tricks," said another. But hour after hour went by, and the boy did not come back. They all went down to the river to look for him, but they searched and searched in vain. "'Tis the piskers, I'll warrant," said the oldest man. "They'll keep him a year and a day." "'Tis more likely the voice of the river calling him," said another mysteriously. But the boy was never seen again, nor the voice ever heard, even on the darkest night. River of Dart, O river of Dart, every year thou claimest a heart.